Hello and welcome back to the Chaperoo Show, where Viv and Neil are exploring this big adventure called life. And this is the part where I speak to the crystals. I am Vivian, of course, in case you have forgotten. And today we're going to talk to Numite. That's spelled N-U-U-M-I-T and other kinds of spellings too, because, of course, it's not an English word. Numite is from Greenland. And so this particular stone has the distinction of being the oldest living mineral. Now, I tried to look up what that means, living mineral, but I couldn't get an answer on that. I guess it's not from outside of the earth or something like that. But, of course, stones do grow, and that is a sort of living aspect. But I get sidetracked because let's go back to the word oldest. Numite is over 3 billion years old. To get that into perspective, Earth is apparently 4.5 billion years old. And I have to admit, when it comes to billions, I'm completely out of my depth. I mean, really, such a number has no meaning for me other than to say very, as in Numite is a very old mineral. So here I am, I'm holding a piece of Numite. This particular piece is cut into the shape of a heart. And I'm telling myself, I'm holding a stone that is 3 billion years old. And that is very old indeed. And this is so mind-boggling for me that I'm actually speechless about it. But hopefully not for too long. So, I guess a great place to start is with how it feels. Numite is quite heavy. It's a substantial stone. When I hold Numite, it feels instantly comforting. And the longer that I hold it, the deeper the sense of comfort becomes. I can definitely feel that this Numite stone is grounding me and it's earthing me so that I feel less pulled about and I feel less anxious. And I'm reminded of the feeling that I get when I'm on a cruise ship, which I feel like going on a cruise ship, I have to be honest, but not quite yet. And the feeling that I'm getting that reminds me of being on a cruise ship is the feeling that the ocean is holding me and rocking me. But it's not the ocean that is rocking me. This is actually the earth that is holding me and rocking me. And I have to say, I can really recommend this feeling. And as you all have probably realized by now, I do crystal healing, and the kind of crystal healing that I do is called crystal surgery, and it's very technical and it's very systematic, but there's also a place for just holding stones and getting these experiences, and I've been blown away by exploring Numite and just holding it and being with it, and I can really recommend this feeling of holding the Numite. So what does Numite look like? My piece has gold and silver flecks and threads in it. And those threads and flecks look almost like tinsel. But the stone itself, most of the stone is dark, even black. And then it has these highlights that are glinting and shining. And this to me is reminiscent of the night sky and the way that the stars wink at us. And you know, when you're looking at the night sky and you look at those stars, then people give you that infinity thing that makes me feel so uncomfortable when I think about it. But they also say this thing that you're looking at the past, because that light that's coming to you is a very old light. It's had to travel a long way to get to Earth. So you're actually looking at the past. And that's the same feeling that I'm getting now when I look at the Numite, because I'm looking at 3 billion years ago when this Numite was formed. And that effect is very profound for my consciousness and reminds me of something else that I've experienced, something really important, which is an amazing experience. And that was when I did my first shamanic journey, and this was a weekend with Michael Harner. And when I visited the lower world, and I was looking at the lower world, and I was looking at the scenery, and the next thing I knew, I was merging with the scenery. And that's what happens when I look at my Numite stone. I get this experience, this sensation of merging with all that is. And it's a wonderful feeling. I think that some people might not like it because there's this sense of losing your own ego, as it were. But I really like the feeling, and it helps me to relax. It's very calming for me. It's always calming me for me to remember that we are part of all one being. We are all one being, and we are part of all that is. And this Numite is really giving me that sensation. So I did mention crystal surgery, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about how we use Numite in a specific procedure called accessing unconscious information. And what I say about Numite in my book, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery, is Numite is one of the Earth's oldest minerals and has essentially linked to the development of consciousness in living beings. Numite has seen it all and holds wisdom regarding the complexity and depth of human consciousness. So in practice, when wanting help with the unconscious dynamics underlying a condition, because there's always the unconscious aspect, you can place a piece of Numite on the client, go into a meditative state, and Numite will deliver some answers and insights. Now, I've done this many times, and guess what? It always works. I don't expect it to work. How can it work? I try and figure out, how does this work? How does this work? I tell you what, they don't even know how Tylenol works. That doesn't mean we aren't taking it and using it. And it does work. And I'll tell you what, Numite does work also. It's just extraordinary. And I've seen people be taken by surprise and blurt out the information that Numite is placing in their brains, and they just blurt it out, not realizing it actually could be confidential information. I've seen this actually happen in training workshops. Now, when it comes to the unconscious, as a psychologist, I've found that it's significantly helpful to get help with what's going on in the unconscious mind. Nothing is more frustrating for either a client or a practitioner than hitting that wall of the unconscious mind, because the unconscious mind has these defense mechanisms that prevent us from accessing the information. And one of our biggest tasks here on Earth as incarnated beings is to learn how to stop being run by our unconscious dynamics so that we can consciously choose our path in life. And unfortunately for all of us, and also sadly for all of us, very, very few people learn how to overcome the mendacious tactics, the outright deception of our human psychology, because that's what our human psychology is. It is self-deception. And until we accept that each and every one of us is subject to our own psychology, until we accept that this is what is true about our very own self, we cannot progress spiritually. And again, very unfortunately and very sadly, when it comes to spiritual matters, we use a lot of religious imposition and very little spiritual enlightenment. So, I'm going to ask Numite, what can we do about this? And Numite says there is no point in worrying about other people. That is just imposing our thoughts and values on others. We mustn't measure others against our own moral yardsticks. That is pointless. Instead, we must remember that we are all one being, and we must act as though only us personally, our one person, can save the planet. And we must act as though only me, only you, can make a difference. And then you will also be feeding the oneness that is the universe. Thank you, Numite. I needed these words, and no wonder I find it comforting to hold you. How fantastic. You have been listening to The Chakra Show, where Viv and Neil explore the big adventure called life. Please join us on the second Friday of every month, or download us on demand. We're here at healthylife.net.